This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. He's off the radio. But he and his family are ministering out on the West Coast there in California. He sends his love and greetings to you and thanks to all of the new stations who have come on. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for Bradley today. This will probably be my last day this week. I think he's going to pick up some or got some other fill-ins as well. And I'm here in the very sunny, just wonderful climate here in the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina. If you'd like to check us out online, our websites are sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can find us on Facebook at those addresses of Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. You can also follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 on Facebook. Spoke with Bradley today. It sounded like a lot of people were listening to the show yesterday. We're thankful to you for that. But more importantly, this information that we're giving you, you have to be sharing it with your friends, folks. It is not enough if you're on social media. I know a lot of people don't like to be on social media for a lot of different reasons. I get it. Tracking and all this other stuff. I get it. Okay, I really do. But if you're on social media, you need to do more than just like whatever's put out. You need to share it. Facebook is using the means that they have, and they have a lot of them because they're pretty much operating the largest social media platform there is. If you don't share it, it doesn't get it doesn't go out as far. So you need to share it, not just like it. A lot of people just go down and they like a title that's on there. And that's really where, I mean, sadly, I've been doing this for several years now. And sadly, I can tell you that people who are even on our side, half the time they don't read the articles. They read the headline, and they'll comment off the headline, and you're like, we covered that in the article. Did you not read this? It's really bad. And I told Bradley the other day, I said, there's no reason that we should not be surprised by that because we see the education system for what it is, that it's coming this way. People are, we use the term dumbed down, but they're not thinking. They're not going through, even people on our side, they don't think of why they believe what they believe or what they say they believe often. And that's not everybody. I'm not wanting to put that on everybody. But I have seen enough of it to where I know it exists on both sides of the quote-unquote political spectrum. In any case, we're going to be talking this guy, this little 17-year-old kid, David Hogg, today, and some of the very childish comments that he's made to try to woo the American people away from the law into a debate that is unlawful. Okay, so if you want to join in the conversation, and hey, if you're friends with David Hogg, and he's really got the stuff, he really wants to come on with somebody who challenges him, look, I'll let him speak, but somebody who's going to challenge him and not let him get away with the stuff he gets away with on places like CNN, who are backing his agenda, and it is an agenda. This is not about safety. It's not about caring for kids or any of this kind of stuff. This is about an agenda that's being pushed. Okay, and we're going to talk about some of that when we talk about his comments here recently. So if you want to join in the conversation, the phone number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. David, you're welcome to call in. As long as we're respectful with each other, we'll deal, you know, fairly with one another. But we're always, I'm going to be one, and Bradley would be too, to point you back to the law. And this is somewhere David doesn't want to go. It's somewhere where Sheriff Israel down there in Broward County doesn't want to go. I believe it was, we heard during the break, the city council down there raising the age to buy a rifle to 21 from 18. Okay, go figure out how that works when you have military guys who can join at 18 and they can fire bazillion rounds, you know, through weapons that are actual assault rifles. It boggles my mind. This is what I'm talking about. People don't think about what they're doing. They think this is a solution, but it's not. It's a skirt to hide behind. That's the first thing. And as I said yesterday, you know, people like David Hogg, I think that David really is a useful idiot. And I don't say that to like demean him. I'm just saying he doesn't even realize what's coming for him. He thinks he's doing something that he thinks is right, which is really twisted. But this is how people are when they get away from the God of the Bible, the one who was the foundation in America, that the Puritan fathers came and they established America upon, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the teachings of the scriptures. When you get away from that, you're left to your own devices to figure out what's right and wrong. And David is one of probably millions of kids in this country who have been indoctrinated to think, yeah, it's just fine. We should be calling for, you know, not just some measures of gun. We should be calling for outright gun confiscation, no guns to be owned by anybody. And I'm going to tell you what, here in America, if people want to do that, it doesn't matter if they're Democrats, Republicans, this stuff covers both of these political spectrums. If you want to do that, you want to talk about a bloodbath? You're going to have it. Because people here in America who actually understand the need for the right to keep and bear arms know what's happened in the 20th century under totalitarian governments where they've disarmed the people and then have come in and killed them. Might as well go out fighting, right? That's kind of how I look at it. So anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about in this hour coming up. Quickly, what I want to do is we're going to a break here. As soon as we come back, I'm going to hit a couple things on sonsoflibertymedia.com that I want you to check out. And then we're going to go to these statements by David Hogg that's been coming in the media. And we'll see if he calls in. I doubt he will, but we'll see. Nobody ever does. And we'll talk to you on the other side of the break.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933. Let me hit a couple things on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then we'll head into our topic. Did anyone else see Nicholas Cruz in full metal garb, complete with helmet, face mask, and bulletproof armor? One teacher says she did. That's not how he was caught. That's not how he entered the school. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Where was God in the Parkland High School shooting? He's the same place he's in everything that goes on, good or bad here. He's on the throne. All of these things occur according to his decree. He's not surprised by any of it. He has a purpose and a plan, even in the evil things that happen. He has a plan in that. He has a purpose in it. And that is that he might glorify himself. You say, how is he glorified in these things right here? Well, some people are going to turn to him out of that. Somebody's going to give the gospel to some people who all of a sudden have their eyes open that life is pretty short, right? And they're willing to hear the gospel and embrace it. And for some people, they're just going to harden their heart because the gospel does two things. It's a fragrance of life to some, and it's a fragrance of death to others. And so God is glorified even when people harden themselves, like Pharaoh. And he ultimately destroyed him and his army completely. And so if people want to continue to harden themselves, then they'll face him on Judgment Day, and he'll be glorified in his justice. Now, it's not my desire to see people like that. That's, you know, we want to see people repent. We want to see them do what's right before God and honor him. But these are some of the things. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com lines out the door and strong sales at Tampa, Florida Gun Show. Well, why is that? Well, more and more, they see the attacks coming, and they see President Donald Trump not holding up the Constitution, not keeping his promise about the Second Amendment. He's already attacked it with his bump stock deal. Now he's pushing this background check stuff as if any of that stuff's going to stop anything. What we need is justice. Tell us you're going to start putting these people down. Okay? Not putting them up at our expense, putting them down. And I say publicly. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, federal court quietly rules assault rifles not protected by the Second Amendment. This is why they use the term arms. I don't care if the thing has a bazooka on it. It is protected by the Second Amendment. I don't care if it's a knife. It can be a straight blade with 15 inches on it. It can be a machete. It can be a folding blade. It can be any kind of arm, up to tanks, warships. Yeah, go back and read your history about how letters of mark and reprisal under Thomas Jefferson were issued to private warships, not the U.S. government, private warships, to go and wage war against the jihadis over there in the Barbary Wars. See, our founders understood what the arms is. They figured the more arms you got, the better for defending the society here. Not just personal protection. That's a part of it. But it's more than that. It is an issue of keeping a free state. An armed society is a polite society. An armed society contemplates more stopping the threat than it does all this babble gobbledygook that we hear out of people like David Hogg now. Okay? So, with that in mind, let's go to David Hogg. And look, some of this is going to come out tomorrow, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Some of the documentation as far as the statements will be out tomorrow on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Forget, you know, us questioning whether he's coached or not. We know he is. It's not a questioning. You can hear it on the video. Okay? Forget that his father is a former FBI agent who supposedly retired under Obama in 2014. Let's just deal with what his statements are. Okay, let's deal with what this kid is saying. Because he is now the poster boy. He is now the, I mean, for lack of a better term, he is the useful idiot who's being put out there. And he is soaking it all in. And you know what? You can see the pride coming up. And pride, the scriptures are very clear. Pride goes before a fall, right? One of the things that gets me with David is that, you know, he came and it was obvious he had ties with his mother, with CNN. But he came out and there's no doubt that he got people in the media to work with Facebook and Google and Twitter and all these other things to start scrubbing people from posting anything with his name on it. Didn't matter. You know, I never called him a crisis actor, but he's definitely an actor because he was being coached in what he was saying. So there's no doubt about that. But here's the deal. He got all that done. Then he goes back on CNN a couple of days ago. And he basically sort of shoves it in everybody's face. Okay? And says that he feels so sorry for those of us who actually question him and his motives and his agenda, who he is, where's his money coming from to do all this stuff. He says, the fact that they're calling out me as a witness to this horrifying incident. Well, he wasn't a witness to the horrifying incident. What, watching kids run? I don't think David saw anybody get shot. At least I haven't heard him testify to that. So he wasn't a witness to a horrifying event. He was in the midst of something that happened, yes. But he says, I feel for those people, honestly. They've lost faith in America, but we certainly have it, and that's okay because we're going to outlive them. Are you sure about that, David? You're the one that's scared to go to school. Are you sure about that, man? How do you know the next attack ain't gonna take you out? Furthermore, it's not that people like me have lost faith in America. See, because I point back to what America is. It's found upon the principles contained within the scriptures. And among those are the fact that we care for our own. Not government cares for us. We care for our own. You remember that passage in Timothy where Paul tells Timothy, he says, if one doesn't take care of his own, and he's talking specifically about widows, and he says, even the members of his own family, he's worse than an infidel and has denied the faith. Well, David is pushing the infidel there. That's what he's doing. Disarm the people who's not only right, and that term right means authority or liberty that we have. That's what the term right means, an authority or liberty we have. But it is our duty to do it. So when I hear this talk, I'm going to tell you, I'm not a fan of public schools, all you know who've listened to me. But I got to tell you, if you're going to have public schools, you're going to have teachers in there. I would say, teachers, it's your duty to arm yourself and to demand that your rights not be infringed so that you can protect those who are under your care. Or under your indoctrination, I should say. But you won't do that because you've been indoctrinated to think that you shouldn't have those there. And the very people after your guns have made these children victims. They've said, you can't bring guns in here. But the criminals are saying, okay, fine. Great. Nobody's going to be challenging me. So you have what goes on in these school shootings, right? And we can get into some other things. Kennesaw, Georgia is a great example. Mandatory gun ownership. The only place murders actually occurred was at the university, where it's a gun-free zone. That's it. It virtually went, crime went out the window once they implemented that. Okay, so here's David. Here's what he says. In an interview on CNN, he said, I think it's disgusting personally. My father's a retired FBI agent, and the FBI are some of the hardest working individuals I've ever seen in my life. Now, he's saying this to a tweet that President Trump sent out, in which he said, very sad, the FBI missed all the many signals sent out by the Florida school shooter. This is not acceptable. Well, apparently it is, because you haven't done anything to anybody. They're spending too much time trying to prove Russian collusion, which is true, with the Trump campaign. There is no collusion. That's true also. Get back to the basics and make us all proud. I don't know how they're going to do that. The FBI is just as politicized as the DOJ and every other alphabet agency in D.C. They all need to be disbanded, if you ask me. Hogg continues, it's wrong that the president is blaming them for this. He said, Trump is in charge of the FBI. Yes and no. I mean, not directly. You know, they work under the DOJ, but according to our Constitution, Trump is where the buck stops. So in essence, he is sort of right and sort of wrong. He says he can't put that off on them. He's in charge of them, and these people, what they love to do is push this off on bureaucracy and say it's not them, he said. He is in charge of the FBI. The executive branch is supposed to enforce laws, and as such, President Trump is in charge of that and the FBI. I don't really disagree with that, except to the point that Mr. Hogg does not bring in Sheriff Israel on this, and we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Anybody know David Hogg? He wants to call in, please. Feel free to do so. We'd love to hear from you. And any of you others who are interested. If you're looking for Bradley, he is out on the West Coast today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm filling in for him today. And we're talking about some of the comments that 17-year-old David Hogg has been giving to the media. One of the things that we don't hear from him regarding the FBI is the politicization of the FBI and how it's been used sort of as a club against the current administration over something that there's no evidence of, and they've been going on I don't know how long of a investigation. This is the same agency. And I'm not denying that there is some decent men and women in that. I'm not denying that at all. But what I'm saying is the agency itself has been used to protect both Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, and Hillary Clinton, and other people within that administration, and attack the incoming administration. So, you know, he doesn't address that at all. He doesn't address Sheriff Israel down there and the numerous times, dozens of times, Sheriff Israel's department was made aware of the kid's abuses, of his threats. In fact, the sheriff was called out on it at that CNN town hall meeting by Dana Loesch. And he tried to justify himself with it. Oh, well, there were threats. Well, that was just a threat given to the AP or the Reuters. There was no threat to a direct. So this is the kind of incompetence that, well, it's not incompetence. It is utter hatred for the people they serve. Let's just call it what it is. Because if they loved the people they served, they would have acted on this long before now. There wouldn't have been a shooting, at least not with this guy. Okay? If they loved the people they served, No, the sheriff was too busy with things like allowing Toys for Tots to come in and paint up a Lamborghini looking like Broward County Sheriff's Department in order to promote that, which is not their job. I'm not against the Sheriff's Department helping in the community. But they did that on their own time. And on the time that people were paying them to do a particular job. Meanwhile, Sheriff Israel wants to arm all of his officers with the very weapons he wants to, quote-unquote, take off the streets. Now, he wants to keep them on the streets. He just wants them in the hands of his guys. And this is how communists work. They want to take away your rights, and they want to take them under themselves so that they can beat you down with them. Do you understand that? That's what they want to do. That is eventually where all this goes. And little David Hogg is not old enough, doesn't know his history enough, doesn't know the Constitution or the Bible well enough to fit all of this in to the things that he is saying. He has a very childish, naive view. He's being used. That's why he's being coached. Okay? Now, Hogg also went on NBC's Meet the Press. And again, he went after Trump's tweet. You're the president. You're supposed to bring this nation together, not divide us. How dare you? We've seen a government shutdown. We've seen tax reform, but nothing to save our children's lives. Well, wait a minute. You're 17. You're not married. I don't know that you have a girlfriend or do you have kids, David? What are you talking about? Our children's lives. You see, as I said yesterday about Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, a parent's job is to provide safety for their children. That's the parent's job, not government. So David looks at government like his daddy. David, does your daddy not protect you? Was your daddy not there at the indoctrination center when it was being shot up? No, he just dumped you off there, didn't he? Didn't arm you, didn't make sure the teachers were armed, had cowards for cops outside who wouldn't go in to save the children. That's what your dad did. You say, that's pretty harsh, Tim. That's what he did. But see, nobody wants to point the finger at the people who are neglecting their duty. Their duty to teach their children to love and honor their Creator, and then the principles that He's laid down so that we can have liberty, so that we can have a free society. David, if you want to find the cause of the problem, look yourself in the mirror. He goes, are you kidding me? You think now is the time to focus on the past and not the future to prevent the deaths of thousands of other children? You sicken me. Well, see, there's this thing, David, that you learn from history. This is why, in a lot of ways, the Bible talks about us reverencing the hoary head or those who are older because they have wisdom. Why? Because they've lived a long life. So there's history there. So they do look into the past and say, well, I saw this and I know this and I know this. You know, one of the clearest things about the truths of Scripture is what it says when you abandon God's law. It says, what happened to you? And you watch people continually. They abandon God's law, and what happens? The very things the Bible talks about happens to them. Over and over and over. That's history, folks. Like 6,000 years of it. Yes, David, if you would just look to the past century, look to the governments that have disarmed their people. Tell me what you see there. Do you see this utopia of safety? The children being okay, sparing their lives? Or do you see oppression and death and murder? Clearly you see the latter. But those who are fools don't want to learn from the past. He continued on an appearance at ABC's This Week. According to the report, he said absolutely mistakes were made ahead of the carnage that killed 17 people, including failure to follow up tips on Cruz's troubling behavior. This is what he said. Is anything going to change? I certainly hope so. But this is something that we can't go back and change now. We just have to look to the future and fix it. Well, okay. You've had an entire generation of kids growing up around mass shootings. And the fact that they are starting to be able to vote explains how we're going to have this change. He then added, I think we're definitely critical, especially on social media, and we love to complain about things. Yes, you do. But no real solutions that are solutions. That's the problem. And he said, and honestly, trying to fix this issue. Then he called the National Rifle Association's opposition to changes in the minimum age to purchase guns, universal background checks, and a ban on semi-automatic weapons disgusting. Quote, they act like they don't own these politicians. They still do. The people that are joining the NRA, 99.9% of them, are amazing people that just want to be safe, responsible gun owners. Look, David, 99.9%? How about 100% of them? I don't know of any NRA members, any Gun Owners of America members, any Second Amendment group who have been guilty of mass shootings. I mean, I don't know of them. Maybe there are, but I'm not aware of them. Because they understand that the right to keep and bear arms is not the right to go and do what's wrong. And that's murder people. See how that works? They understand that. This is a mindset, and as I ended the show yesterday, it's a heart issue. Of which only there is only one remedy. It is Jesus Christ. It is the gospel in which we stand, in which we believe. Either there is a Savior that can change the heart of wicked men, including myself, or there isn't. And if there isn't, woe is unto us, because it's going to get a whole lot worse. And it is going to get worse because people are not repenting. He would go on to call the NRA murderers. Again, David, you got anything to back that up? Was Nicholas Cruz some kind of secret NRA member that we're not aware of? I don't think he was. I don't think he was. But I'll bet he probably was a Democrat. And that line goes a long way through a lot of these mass shootings. Perhaps we should look at whether or not we allow Democrats to be living in this country. What do you think? I bet David would just have a cow over that, because then he probably wouldn't be able to live here. In the same way that this is a, and see again, this is the indoctrination that comes out in David Hogg. In the same way that this is a democracy that's currently broken, the NRA is an organization that is completely broken. Now look, you are not going to find me defending the NRA. I don't think they're a terrible organization, but I'll tell you this. There is a long documented history in which they have compromised our rights. They have. There's just no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. They have not been the quintessential Charlton Heston, okay? They haven't been that. And that's not to demean the members of it. I was a member of the NRA. I'm not a member of that now. But I defend the people who are in the NRA because they're people just like me. Most of them are gun owners who don't want the government involved in any of this stuff because it's none of their business. They haven't been given authority to be dealing in that area. But notice that Hogg says, this is a democracy that's completely broken. David, we're not a democracy, dude. We're not. We're a constitutional republic where the mob does not rule, especially little 17-year-old teenagers who haven't experienced life at all. They've been professional students. You know, on the other side of the break, we'll pick this up. Hang with us.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the final segment here at Sons of Liberty Radio. 1-866-582-9933. You want to get in here, last shot. Again, David Hogg, you want to call in? We got a couple of minutes left. One of the things he says is we got to look to the future and fix it. The fix was not to have those in his county do their duty, like Sheriff Israel, and actually deal with the problem. The fix was not to straighten out even the FBI on tips that they received and deal with the problem. The fix is not to simply remove part of the problem, which is federal funding for schools, as long as they become gun-free zones, which came under George H.W. Bush. And I'm not going to have time to get to that today, but that came under him, and that was a trade there. That should have never been done. This is why the same thing when the federal funds are trying to come, or these armored tanks or any of this stuff is trying to come into local and state police forces, people need to stand up and say, no, we'll handle that ourselves. We don't want any strings attached to the federal government through this stuff. You need to cut the strings everywhere you can cut them. It's a dangerous thing. And now you've got the federal government doing something they're not lawfully supposed to be doing, and that is sticking their nose in education, infringing on the rights of people by declaring schools, and sadly even state houses and other places like that, to be gun-free zones. You have no authority to do that. Second Amendment is clear, right? To keep and to bear arms shall not be infringed. Didn't say if I go on public property, public high school, a post office, or any of that stuff. Because law-abiding citizens aren't going in there to murder anybody. And the criminals don't care. They're going to carry it in there anyway. See what happened down there in Florida? You guys had gun-free zone. Criminal goes in with his gun and does what he does. He doesn't care about your law. So, what does he have? I mean, what is a solution that David Hogg thinks should be put forth? Gun banning and confiscation. And I'm telling you, you come down to my neck of the woods here in South Carolina, I don't care if it's under Donald Trump or Barack Obama or the governor or whoever. You start trying to confiscate guns, you start trying to take our property that we have bought legally and is supposed to be protected under the law, then you are acting unlawfully. And I'm telling you what, a lot of people are going to die over that issue. That is not a solution. That only enlarges the problem. Because now you're going to criminalize a lot of law-abiding people. That's not a solution. Yes, of course, the generation has grown up with these mass shootings. They've gotten kind of used to them, haven't they? Of course, they sort of wake up a little bit when they realize that, hey, it happened in my school. My friends got shot, or my teacher got shot, or whatever. What about the drugs that are being pushed out? And we're having natural things. I mean, look, I'm not one of these people who push for, quote-unquote, legalization of marijuana, but my goodness, it's a plant that grows there in the ground. It's a plant. And we want to criminalize that, and yet we want to allow the big pharma companies, I'm not saying some of their efforts haven't been somewhat useful, but we want to allow them to do that. We want to allow the FDA to dictate to us what is safe and what is not, when even their own website tells of hundreds of thousands of deaths caused by the very drugs the FDA tells you are okay to take. But they'll go after an Amish farmer for selling some chickweed salve that just happened to take care of some cancer in a couple of people that he knew. But in saying that, it didn't hurt one person. Nobody complained but the FDA. Something's wrong there. And the FDA has approved all of these kinds of drugs that all of these kids and all of these adults have been on when they go in and they commit these mass shootings. How about that, Mr. Hogg? Want to talk about that? Nope. Just got to get to the guns. That means you have an agenda, sir. And I'm calling you out on it. And whoever's funding it. Because I know you're not getting all of this time. You're not organizing all this stuff on your own. You could barely read your lines in that one interview. There's no way you're organizing all this stuff. My guess is that somewhere there's going to be a Soros tie to what's going on. And it'll come out eventually. It'll come out. And he'll be exposed for who he is. Just give it some time. We'll find that out. But this is what he thinks. He wants to think that if we could just push to be unlawful more by infringing on the rights of people, then we would solve this problem. Or at least that's what he purports. I don't even know if he thinks that. But he acts in a very childish manner in the way he's presenting his arguments. I think there is a simple solution that could be dealt with. I really do think there is a simple solution, and that is government quit infringing on the people's rights. Teachers, staff, parents, whoever. Let us carry the guns. The answer is not to put more cops in the school. There were four outside who didn't go in. Now we're hearing, what was it, at the news break, we were hearing that they were taking one officer and he was being lauded and everything because he made the arrest. Okay, great, you made the arrest. Guy didn't have any guns on him. He wasn't a threat, was he? But four of them sat outside, didn't go inside. What is that? What are you people breeding down there in Broward County? Cowardice. By the way, the Bible warns about that too. Cowards shall have their part in the lake of fire. That's ahead of all the other bad things that you normally think about. Okay? You're breeding cowardice. I mean, listen to the kids. I understand it. They're in a traumatic situation, scary, no doubt about that. But there are all kinds of people in those situations who aren't just running to save their own skin. You know, we're told almost inevitably in these stories that there are teachers who die trying to save other people, their students. That's commendable. Very commendable. Someone laying down their life for their friends. That's what Jesus said. That's a demonstration of love. But what we're hearing from Mr. Hogg is not a demonstration of love. In fact, it is an ignorant demonstration of hate. It is a hatred for me and millions of Americans who own guns responsibly, who don't care for background checks because it's not the purview of government. Government should have been engaging in bringing justice against people, and if they'd have done that, there'd be no need for background checks. But we don't want to talk about that either, right? Because that's too harsh. We're beyond that. We're a civilized society. And we don't engage in that death penalty stuff. But we'll call ourselves Christian. You know, I'll remind you, Jesus reiterated the death penalty. And for one that everybody loses their mind over, I believe it's in Mark chapter 11, where he reiterated where the parents bring their son. And he talks about the Pharisees dishonoring their parents. He says, you know that such a person is worthy of death. And everybody goes, oh, well, you wouldn't take a little four-year-old out. He's not talking about that. He's talking about some of these people that we all see in our society who are somebody's kid, and they might be 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, whatever, and they're abusing people, and they're drunkards, and they're lazy, and they're brawlers, and they won't listen, and they rebel against authority. That's what he was talking about. That's what Jesus, you know, gentle, lowly Jesus, that's what he was talking about. He was reiterating the law. And yet when we find kids who do what this Cruz guy allegedly did, we're going to let them off the hook. In fact, we'll make the victims pay for his upkeep for the rest of his life. That's what they're looking at because he's being coerced into pleading guilty instead of getting the death penalty. Look, as Bradley has said, there is no gun debate. The law is clear. Our rights are from God. They're to be protected. Government, you should be shutting down this debate from the start. Donald Trump, shame on you for allowing that stuff to go on in the White House, in the People's White House, to allow those kids to come in there and to propagandize the public through emotion rather than pointing to the law. You have failed. And it will only get worse because you won't do what's lawful. In 23 hours, we'll be back with you again. Till then, see ya.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons of liberty.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.